Isaiah chapter 57. The righteous man is no more, and there is no man who lays it to heart. And kind men have been taken away, with no one understanding that it is because of evil that the righteous man has been taken away. He will enter into peace. They will rest on their couches, each who walks in his uprightness. But as for you, draw near here, you sons of the diviner by clouds, and seed of the adulterer and the prostitute. Against whom do you make sport for yourselves? Whom do you smirk at? Whom do you poke the tongue at? Are you not transgressive children, a false seed? You who are inflamed by idols, under every luxuriant tree, slaughtering children at the streams, under the fissures in the rocks. Your lot is in the bare reaches of a stream. They are what your fate is. To them also you poured out a libation and raised an offering. Should I be comforted by these? You have made your bed on a high and lofty mountain. There too you went up to offer sacrifice. And you have left your memorial behind the door and doorpost. For you have uncovered yourself to someone other than me, and you have gone up, and you have made your bed widely available, and you have made yourself a covenant with some of them. You have loved their bed. You have seen their male member. And you went to the king with oil, and you took many fragrances, and you sent your ambassadors far and wide, and you brought people down to the grave. You exhaust yourself with your grand way. You have not said, "It is desperate." You have found vitality in your reach, which is why you have not flagged. And about whom have you been anxious, and whom do you fear? For you are dealing dishonestly, and you have not remembered me. You have not laid it to your heart. Have I not been silent ever since age-old time, while you have not been fearing me? I can tell of your righteousness and your works, but they will not profit you. When you cry out, let your troops deliver you. But the wind will carry them all away. A puff of breath will take them away. But he who trusts in me will inherit the land and will come into possession of my holy mountain. And he will say, raise an embankment, clear a way, remove any obstacle from my people's road. For this is what the one who is high and exalted, who lives permanently and whose name is holy, says, I will dwell on high and holily, and with the contrite and humble in spirit, to revive the spirit of the lowly and to revitalize the heart of those ground down. For I will not contend age-abidingly, and I will not be angry in perpetuity. For a spirit could succumb before me, as would living beings which I have made. I was angry at the iniquity of his unjust gain, and I struck him. I hide myself, and I show anger, but he walks rebelliously in the way of his heart. I have seen his ways, but I will heal him and lead him, and I will restore comfort to him and to those of his company who mourn. I create the fruit of the lips. Peace, peace to him who is far off, and to him who is near, says the Lord, and I will heal him. But the wicked are like a raging sea, for it cannot be calm, and its waters cast up mud and mire. There is no peace, says my God, for the wicked.